Currently, in the office sector, there's a trend wherein office tenants, big tenants, are aggressively making changes to use less space per employee as opposed to more, which is a reversal in the trend of the last several decades. And this, in the last year, in 2012, has made a really serious impact in Washington, D.C., coupled with some other coincidental bad timing elements. And D.C. is historically one of the most stable office markets. And so we might see this happening in other markets as well. And so I guess the rule of thumb is roughly for corporate Class A space, the square footage per employee is, let's say, 200 square feet. Do you see this starting to decline in these major markets around the world?
Well, it's clear that people are using space more efficiently, and it's clear that they're using space in different ways, more shared space, less private space in an office building. That's happened in every downturn I've seen during my lifetime, and the question is it cyclical or secular? Every time in the past, people have said it's secular. That is, it's a fundamental change. And it turns out it's been cyclical every time in the past. Namely, yes, people are using space differently. But in the long term, as things improve, they go back to larger space usage, more private space, more amenity space as the business recovers. It's too soon to know. My own view is that the change in the way space is used is fundamental, but so was moving away from large secretarial pools. But at the same time, as we moved away from large secretarial pools, all the law partners required a window, which they didn't used to have. And so, yes, one reduced the amount of space you need, the other increased it. The next one was, not all my workers have to have windows, just my senior workers. I'm going to put the junior workers on the interior. That reduced the amount of space in the next cycle. But as we came out and the economy roared, they said, yes, but I need a whole lot more conference rooms because I want conference rooms available and meeting space available when people need it because they can't conduct meetings in their cubicles. So the down part was obvious, the up part reversed it, and the total amount of space kind of neutralized back to where it was. My own view is on a down cycle you look to save money, and it's obvious to save money by reducing space. But also you make people fly coach. You make people stay in cheaper hotels, you send fewer people to the conference, and everybody says each time, this time it's secular. They'll never change those policies. And then on the upcycle, when companies are making a lot of money, they go back to flying up a class, they send more people to the conference, they have bigger travel budgets, bigger entertainment budgets, conferences again. And I think that it's natural. And if you think about office space, it's where people spend more of their life than in their home almost. And therefore, it's important. It's part of their identity. And if you think about it, if I save 20 square feet per worker and the rent is $30 a year, I'm only saving $600 on that employee by cutting down their space. If in a down cycle, $600 per worker is the difference between me being profitable or not, I'll downsize. Now think of the up part of a cycle. During the up part of the cycle, it costs me much more than $600 to replace a dissatisfied worker who leaves me because they don't like their work environment. And so on the up part of the cycle, you give them back the space. You give them back the amenitization of the space. It may not be private space. It could be climbing walls or a gym or conference rooms or a kitchen. There's different how it's done each cycle. So my expectation is, yes, we've downsized use during this down part of the cycle, but I think on the up part of the cycle, you're going to see space usage increase back towards a norm because it's just another employee perquisite that you're giving them as part of making it a better and more attractive working environment, and to lose talented and productive workers over $600 a year is not good business. And when people don't have a choice of where to work, you can press them and take away their benefits. When people have a lot of choices where to work and the upside of a cycle, you give them those benefits back. And I think space is one of those benefits. But we'll see.